Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and it's our News Digest unit for today. And we're talking about something that came out in the news a little while back. It's kind of a scandal, I guess.
Yeah.
You may have heard of it. It's called the Panama Papers, and they reveal shady money practices. Okay, so I guess this wasn't really surprising to me. I guess a lot of us maybe had our hopes up that this would bring about some change.
No.
No, of course, rich people or criminals or whatever have tons of different ways to hide their money overseas. You're just not going to catch them. That's just the way things are.
Well, the problem is the people that they caught doing these things are in offices of power. They're in the government, a lot of them. And they're the ones who make the rules and... I guess we haven't shamed them enough, embarrassed them enough to get them to resign. I think even 30 years ago, if this had come out, if this story had broken 30 years ago, they would have been humiliated and ashamed, and they would have, you know, resigned immediately. And now it's like, oh, well, we're all corrupt. We're all breaking the law. You know, you people out there, you're just jealous that you don't have access to power like we do.
Yeah, so-and-so does it, so why can't I, you know? And I made my money by working hard. Just because you're working in a shoe factory in Bangladesh, that means that you don't work as hard as I do. So there.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit more about what the Panama Papers reveal and whose names have come out as having done some of these shady deals. First, though, we're going to read through our lesson.
It's human nature for people to protect the money they earn. However, some people take this notion to questionable extremes. An example of this is contained within the recently leaked Panama Papers. Published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, in April 2016, the Panama Papers are a massive collection of documents that suggest a number of prominent people have ties to suspicious offshore shell companies, all managed with the help of Panama law firm Mossack Fonseca. Offshore shell companies are companies established abroad where the local government makes specific laws for the economic region. For this reason, they are often set up to take advantage of a specific country's financial or labor laws. Offshore shell companies are so secret that many people use them to commit tax evasion by hiding money from their local governments. Some of the powerful people named in the Panama Papers include Russian President Vladimir Putin, the father of British Prime Minister David Cameron, relatives of Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and the former Prime Minister of Iceland, who has since resigned. Many other celebrities around the world have been named as well. John Doe, the anonymous leaker of the Panama Papers, released the documents in an attempt to bring attention to income inequality, which some believe to be one of the defining issues of our time. In response to the Panama Papers, more than 300 economists from 30 different countries have signed a petition that calls for more transparency in regard to offshore shell companies, claiming that the existence of tax havens serve no useful economic purpose. So far, it isn't clear if the Panama Papers detail any illegal activity, as holding money offshore isn't a crime by itself. However, the leak has certainly dealt a blow to offshore secrecy.
Let's take a look at the title of our story here, because we have a vocabulary word right there in the middle of it. The Panama Papers reveal shady money practices. If something's shady, it's likely dishonest or illegal. If it's shady, it gives you that impression that someone's trying to hide what they're doing because they don't feel good about it. We don't know for sure if these people who have been exposed in the Panama Papers have done anything that they're going to be convicted of in court, but it sure doesn't look good, and it makes them look very shady themselves.
Shady, suspect, or suspicious. I could say, for example, Randy Shadle? I don't want you hanging around with that shady character. He's always up to no good. He's a potential criminal. Okay, but here we're talking about these money practices that might be illegal. They're kind of suspicious, so let's go on and talk about this in the first paragraph. It says, it's human nature for people to protect the money they earn. Indeed, if you make money, of course, lots of us want to protect that money. I guess we used to put it in banks, you know, save it there, but
yeah.
The interest rates are so low now, so I guess we need to invest it in different places. But we still need to protect that money so we can still save it for a rainy day.
Right. However, it says some people take this notion to questionable extremes. One of the things, one of the sad things we have to do in this life is to pay taxes, which is painful for everyone. But what these folks are trying to do is to hide their money so they don't have to pay as much as they should. So it makes all of us kind of angry who don't have access to these shady money practices. Now, if you have a notion of something, it just means you have an idea or it's a concept. So some people take this idea of, oh, I want to protect my money to extremes. They do things that are crazy and that are really abnormal. They're not something most people do. If it's questionable, you wonder if it's right. I don't know if you should do that. It's questionable. One time, my friend went and dyed her hair purple and green and blue. And before she did it, I said, I don't know, that's a questionable decision, which means maybe you need to rethink that. It's not such a great choice.
Yeah, I don't understand modern, you know, fashion practices.
It's kind of funny.
Why they need to do that and why so many people get tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand
like that.
But in the sentence here, we have the phrase to take something to an extreme or take it to an extreme or take it to a questionable extreme. That just means you go way off board. You go too far with something and maybe somebody suggested that you should change something about the way you do things and then you get really angry and you start an argument and start throwing things. Gee, you don't have to take it to such an extreme. I just made a small suggestion. You don't have to make a federal case out of it.
Yeah, for example, if you want to go on a diet, taking that to a questionable extreme would be maybe starving all day long and eating one apple a day.
Yeah, that's an extreme.
I did that one time.
Oh, yeah. did it work?
Yeah, I lost 10 pounds in a week.
But you gained it right back.
No, I didn't, but I was 19 and I did stupid things back then.
Well, you probably still haven't lost that weight till now, so it did come back eventually. But yeah, people do extreme things all the time. So yes, some people take this idea of saving money to extremes, and an example of this is contained within the recently leaked Panama Papers. Leak here can be both a noun and a verb. We're using it as a verb here.
Mm-hmm.
That means somebody provides information that's supposed to be kept a secret. Sometimes there'll be a government leak. There's information in the government that's supposed to be kept secret, but somebody had that information and told the press about it. They told reporters about it. He leaked that information to the newspaper, or there was a leak, both a noun and a verb there.
And, of course, these papers were then published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. A consortium is a group association, usually of businesses that band or come together. These were journalists that are working together across the world. So they're international investigative, meaning they do investigations. They try to find out what's really going on. They want to discover the truth. That's actually what a journalist is supposed to do, but it seems like nowadays they write whatever they want. But they got together and they published the Panama Papers in April of 2016. What are the Panama Papers? They're a really big or massive collection of documents. Massive means huge, enormous. And a collection just means a group of things together, usually of the same type. Here we're talking about documents. So a lot of documents were brought together or collected. So they've got a massive collection of different documents or papers that suggest a number of prominent people. Prominent are pretty well known, maybe even famous people who are in positions of power, and they have ties or links or connections to suspicious offshore shell companies.
Suspicious. Yeah, that means you might suspect them of doing something wrong or doing some kind of criminal activity.
Yeah.
Suspicious. Hey, his behavior there is very suspicious. He keeps hanging around my car there. Maybe he wants to steal it or something.
Watch him.
Offshore means in another country. Could be in the Bahamas or wherever, some small island nation. Like, I think there's something like in Nauru or something where people put money there in shell companies. A shell company is like a company that isn't really functioning for no other purpose, or it's functioning for no other purpose than to just let people invest in it or put money there or something. They're not actually doing any business other than that.
So they all managed, with the help of a Panama law firm, to hide what they're doing. So very interesting. Of course, if you're in Panama and you're a U.S. citizen or a British citizen, the laws won't apply to you. You can do what you want in Panama. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to hide some of their money in these offshore shell companies. So let's move on to the next paragraph here. Actually, this is probably a good time to take a break, Tom.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and listen to our Chinese teacher for a bit, and then we'll continue on.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要讨论的主题是 The Panama Papers, 就是前一阵子非常震撼大家的巴拿马文件。首先来看到在第一段中间的句子提到 Published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. In April 2016, the Panama Papers are a massive collection of documents that suggest a number of prominent people have ties to suspicious offshore shell companies.All managed with the help of Panama law firm Mossack Fonseca. 在这里呢，提到的句子非常的长。我们先来看一下这一句的主词是 the Panama Papers, 也就是巴拿马文件。前面一刚开始的 published, 在这里是 VPP 表被动，也就是说到这些巴拿马的文件呢，是由谁所出版刊登的呢？是由这个称之为 International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, 也就是国际调查记者同盟，他所刊登在2016年4月的这个文件。而什么是 The Panama Papers? 它其实就是 A massive collection of documents, 里面呢收集了很多很庞大的一批文件 that suggest, 在这里的 suggest 则是有暗示，后面又加了一个子句，但是 that 省略掉了。这些文件暗示着有许多 prominent people, 也就是非常卓越或者是名人呢 have ties to, 这些也就是代表着与什么有关系，与这些 suspicious offshore shell companies, 也就是我们常常提到的海外空壳公司有所联系。而这些的公司 all managed, 在这里又看到另外一个 VPP 表被动，这些公司呢都是透过巴拿马的这间法律事务所所来帮忙处理的。看了这么长的句子，我们首先来看到 suspicious, 在这里当作形容词解释成为可疑的或者是有蹊跷的意思。举个例子来说， There were suspicious circumstances about his death, 解释成为关于他的死有一些是值得怀疑的情况。而这里一直提到的 offshore 当作形容词解释成为境外的、海外的，也就是说在国外是不受税法限制的，这就是我们今天讲到的 offshore shell companies。
We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll be back.
All right. right, let's continue with our lesson. We just mentioned these offshore shell companies. Well, offshore shell companies are companies established abroad, like in islands or in other countries that are far away from your mother country. Mm-hmm. To establish something just means to set something up, to establish this constitution for the United States of America, or to establish this company. Our company was established in Tainan back in 1974, for example. And the local governments in these countries, these island nations, make specific laws for the economic region. Okay, so the local government, I guess, has laws that are specific for there. And for this reason, these companies are often set up or established to take advantage of a specific country's financial or labor laws. Yes, you set your company up in this country because they have laws that are favorable to your company. They've got these financial laws, which have to do with money, and then labor laws, which have to do with workers.
That's right. So why do they actually set up some of these offshore companies? Well, they're very secret. And a lot of these people who are setting up these offshore companies want to hide some of the money that they've made from their own government, because if the government finds out how much you've made, they're going to want their share of it by taxing you. You got to pay your taxes. So because they're so secret, many people use them to commit a crime, at least in their own country, and that is tax evasion. We often use that verb to commit, to talk about doing something wrong, to carry out a crime or to commit an immoral act or to make a mistake. He committed a crime, he committed a mistake, he committed suicide, which means you kill yourself, which is actually against the law to kill someone because you're killing yourself, to commit tax evasion. When you evade somebody or something, you escape from them. They're trying to chase you down or find you, but you hide or are able to get away to evade. So if you're a tax evader, it means you're trying to hide the money that you've made so you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, I think the famous Chicago gangster Al Capone was actually convicted of tax evasion, even though he did a lot of other nasty stuff.
He murdered so many people,
stole money and stuff, but he actually went to jail for tax evasion.
That's the only thing they could get evidence on. They couldn't find proof that he killed people. But
yeah, the witnesses didn't want to say anything.
They were
afraid. So in any case, that's another story.
Yeah.
But yes, if you want to evade paying taxes in your country, then just send money to one of these shell companies, which are offshore, and you can hide that money from your local government. And some of the powerful people named in the Panama Papers include Vladimir Putin. He's the president of Russia. We've also got the father of David Cameron, who is the prime minister of England. And then Xi Jinping was involved. Some of his relatives were caught there, although I'm sure they denied everything. Mm. They never do anything wrong there. And also we've got the former prime minister of Iceland. I guess he fessed up. He confessed that he did this, and he resigned after that. If you resign, that means you quit your job.
Yeah, you voluntarily say, I'm leaving my position. Well, at least he had enough decency to resign when he was discovered doing something that was shady. As a leader, you're supposed to set an example for other people. So the former prime minister of Iceland, he's resigned. Now, many other celebrities around the world have been named as well. If you're a celebrity, you're famous. You don't have to be famous for anything specific. You don't have to be even famous for being in show business, which means you're an actor, singer, comedian, something like that. No, you could be a celebrity just for having a lot of money. If you're a celebrity, a lot of people know your name, and you're in the news quite frequently as well.
Although it is true that when we do see the word celebrity, we most often think of movie stars.
We do think of show business, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, John Doe The anonymous leaker of the Panama Papers released the documents in an attempt to bring attention to income inequality, which some believe to be one of the defining issues of our time. We often use the word John Doe just to refer to an anonymous person.
And the girl version, this is the male version, John Doe. The female version is Jane Doe.
Yep, John Doe, Jane Doe. And there's another one, too, John Q. Public. You often hear that sometimes, which would also be Jane Q. Public. But John Doe or Jane Doe just refers to someone who is anonymous. You just don't know their name. Like the inventor of Bitcoin is some anonymous Japanese computer person. Mm. Nobody knows who he or she is. And this is the anonymous leaker of the Panama Papers. And this particular person wanted to bring attention to income equality. It was done in an attempt to bring attention to income equality. In an attempt here just means that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, they made an effort to get people to focus on the fact that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer and things aren't always fair in our societies. Boy, that's the truth, huh? Mm. If you say something's a defining issue of your time, you're saying that it kind of describes the characteristics of a particular period of time. Here you could even say, oh, it's a defining characteristic of a group of people, maybe a certain generation. It can be defined by some of their characteristics. Well, the period of time we live in, guys, seems to be one of income inequality. You could say that that's very true of a lot of nations in the world. Now, in response to the Panama Papers, more than 300 economists from 30 different countries have signed a petition that calls for more transparency in regard to offshore shell companies. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to happen, but in a response to is how they reacted. What was their reaction to learning about these people? They said, hey, we need people to be more transparent. We want to know exactly what's going on. We shouldn't be able to hide money so easily. What's an economist, Tom?
Somebody who's an expert in economics.
Yeah.
Which is about the flow of goods and services and money in a society or an economic system. And these economists say, hey, we need to have more transparency. We need to know where this money is going in regard to or referring to these offshore shell companies. Yeah, like you said, we don't really know if this is going to happen. We need governments to come up with laws, and they need to be enforced. But they'll probably just wait for this to blow over, and then they'll just continue to do what they're used to doing.
If something blows over, it just means you wait for a period of time, and you hope people just forget about it, ignore it, and some other scandal will come up.
Like the oil scandal, the companies just waited for it to blow over, and they probably still use the same products that they did before the scandal broke. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's my possible theory here. Mm-hmm. But in any case here, they're claiming that the existence of tax havens serve no useful economic purpose. This is what the economists are saying. A tax haven, well, a haven is just a place that is safe.
Yeah, protection, yeah.
That's right. So a tax haven means that's where you're putting your money so you don't have to pay taxes.
Ah, we find these everywhere, actually. So economic, of course, is the adjective form of economics. So this conclusion is kind of depressing. So far, it isn't clear if the Panama Papers detail any illegal activity, as holding money offshore isn't a crime by itself. So you can actually put your money offshore. It's not an actual crime, but it looks bad, and it looks like you're trying to hide your money. And, of course, if they're putting their money offshore, they're hoping the government doesn't find it. I know that's true.
Yeah, is this the same as money laundering?
No.
Not the same. Okay, so money laundering is actually technically illegal. So that's why we're saying here that holding money offshore isn't a crime by itself. Money laundering is. So, yeah, is this such a big deal or not? I guess that's up for you to decide. But however, the leak of information has certainly dealt a blow to offshore secrecy. Mm. If you deal a blow, that means you've attacked and you've actually caused some damage. And you've caused something to change.
Yeah, notice here it says that the Panama Papers don't detail, or it isn't clear if they do, detail any illegal activity. Detail here is a verb. It means just to describe something or give all the full details or particulars about something. So it looks like the leak has certainly caused some trouble for some of these people who were named. But my hope is it changes the system, but I don't have much hope that it will.
Yeah, it seems like the rich are getting richer all the time, and nothing is going to stop that. We're all doomed. Well, on that note, I think we should end on a happy note here. One person who can cheer us up is our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到在第二段提到了到底什么样的公司叫做海外空壳公司。在第二段的第二个句子提到 For this reason, they are often set up to take advantage of a specific country's financial or labor laws. For this reason, 我们用 for 来搭配 reason,正因为这样子的原因，而这句主词的 they 指的就是这些海外的空壳公司，它被设定就是要来占什么便宜，利用什么好处呢？利用一些特定国家的金融或者是劳动法的便宜，最重要的当然是包他们能够逃税咯。所以后面一句就提到 Offshore shell companies are so secret that many peopleuse them to commit tax invasion by hiding money from their local governments. 有没有看到关键字呢？ Tax invasion 也就是有逃税、避税的意思。而 commit 则是有去执行、去做，利用这些呢空壳公司来逃漏税。第三段的第一句提到John Doe, the anonymous leaker of the Panama Papers, released the documents in an attempt to bring attention to income inequality, which some believe to be one of the defining issues of our time. 这里提到的一个匿名的泄密者叫做 John Doe， 其实在国外呢讲到匿名泄密者无名氏，我们都可以称之为 John Doe。 他呢之所以想要释放出这些文件，就是希望 in an attempt to do something， 就是尝试着呢要取得大家来注意这个 income inequality， 就是收入不平等的问题。而很多人相信呢，收入不平等正是我们这个时代的一个决定性议题之一。我们在这里用了 defining， 其实就有关键性的意思。我们常常听到的关键性时刻也可以称之为 defining moment。 而接下来就有300位来自30个不同国家的经济学者签署了一份请愿书。请愿书的内容在这里的第三段最后面提到 A petition that calls for more transparency in regard to offshore shell companiesclaiming that the existence of tax havens serve no useful economic purpose. 请愿书的内容就是呼吁呢，这些空壳公司在这方面要更加的透明化 transparency， 那么并且声称这些避税港的存在其实并没有其有用的经济目的。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and here's hoping that all of your news is good news. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.